Good morning, my friends. Well, I don't know if it is morning for you. In fact, it's not morning for me. I say good morning because of the nature of this meditation series we're about to embark on, which I will get to in a moment. First, I'd like to start this episode, as usual, with some gratitude. So, you're listening to Hearkening Dear, a pod of contemplative spirituality through Christ-centered guided meditation. And I am your ever-grateful host, Sean J. Stevens. And it is with humility and gratitude that I honor and respect the land I occupy as a settler and the Coast Salish nations who were here first. And specifically, I live, work, learn, and play on the ancestral and traditional land of the Catesy Nation. So that is certainly something to be grateful for, and I have lots more to be grateful for, and so with that, here is my news for this week. So I'm taking a bit of a break, which probably means very little for you all. In fact, you'll probably love it when I take a break, because when I take breaks, episodes actually usually come out more consistently and more often when I go on break, because for the next 7 weeks in a row, we will be in a meditation series. Last week I told you about the new website, and this series exists as a downloadable purchase you can buy on that website. And so if you want to have it all right now, you can head over to the website and pick it up. Another way you can support this show and participate in this series is to become a patron. So this series will be coming out over the next 7 weeks on Patreon. The episodes will come out basically a couple days before it is released on the podcast. And I mean, the other perk to having it on Patreon is you don't have to listen to these intros. And again, like I said, I'm going on break, so this is the intro. It's going to be the same intro every week. So there's three ways you can participate in this. You can listen to it on this free pod and either skip the intro or listen to this intro, and or you can become a patron and support the show, or you can head over to the website and just make a one-time payment and buy the series to have forever. So one quick caveat about this series. This series is not centered around Bible verses. Usually my series are. In fact, I'm pretty sure like every series I've done on this pod has been very Bible-centric. So these meditations and this series is designed to be universally accessible for everyone and anyone. And so with that, there's not a lot of Christianese, there's not a lot of Bible verses, or there aren't any Bible verses, I don't think. And yeah, there's not a lot of the metaphors and language you're used to on this podcast. And like I said, that is so the meditations and the series can be universally inclusive and accessible. Having said all that, I do believe that these meditations, this series, is Christ-centered because it follows the values of Christ. It follows the values of Yeshua. At least in my humble opinion and in my intent, it does. So, what about this meditation series? What is it? This meditation series is a 7-day meditation plan consisting of a different 3-minute meditation each day. A different meditation for each day of the week. And these meditations are meant to be morning meditations. They don't have to be. You can listen to them any time of the day. I designed them to be morning meditations because how we start the day can set the tone for the whole rest of the day. Beginning the day in meditation can reduce anxiety and set us up for a wonderful day all day. So let's begin each day in mindfulness and with gratitude with this wonderful meditation challenge. And without any further ado, let's get into today's meditation. Good morning, my friend. Let's begin this day with some positive words of affirmation. To start, I invite you to be still. Quiet your mind. Relax your body. Be at rest and be comfortable. Be still. Adopt an attitude of gratitude and non-judgment, especially toward yourself. And embrace a heart and mindset of peace and loving kindness. And again, especially toward yourself. I encourage you to receive these words of affirmation with open hands and an open heart. You are good. You are worthy. You are enough. You are good. You are worthy. You are enough. Okay. Now, I'd like you to shift your focus from receiving these words from me to offering them up to yourself. Repeat these words either silently in your head and heart or out loud, as saying them out loud can give even more power to these words. Okay, ready? I am good. I am worthy. I am enough. I am good. I am worthy. I am enough. Even if you don't believe these words, saying them can have a profoundly positive impact on the way you view yourself and on every aspect of your life. Let's say them again. I am good. I am worthy. I am enough. Feel free and welcome to repeat these words whenever you feel like you could use some words of affirmation. Thank you for sharing this tender, sacred moment with me today, my friend. May grace and peace, light and love be with you.